City Council Member. The City Council is the legislative or lawmaking branch of New York City's government. The City Council is responsible for passing local laws, making decisions about land use, investigating and overseeing city agencies, and approving the city's budget. Each council member represents one of the 51 New York City Council districts. Council members receive an annual base salary of $112,500. Council leaders and chairs of committees receive additional pay. Council members may hold other jobs in addition to their council seats. City Council District 15, Democratic Primary. Albert Alvarez, Raquel E. Batista, Joel Bauza, Joel Ray Rivera, Cynthia Tompkins, Richie Torres.
Albert Alvarez, party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Chief of Staff, 15th Council District.
Previous occupations.
Rehousing Assistant Program Coordinator and Community Organizer for Aquinas Housing Corp. Legal Assistant at Pacheco and Lugo, PLLC. Temporary Publication Editor at International Trademark Association. Kitchen Worker and Cashier at Columbia University.
Education.
Juris Doctorate and Certificate in Law, Technology, and Management from Syracuse College of Law. B.S. in Criminal Justice and minor in Business Administration from St. John's University. Interned at Technology Transfers Center, Department of Investigation, Inspector General's Office for Environmental Protection, and Public Service Commission. Certificate from Neighborhood Leadership Institute, Citizens Committee for New York.
Organizational affiliations.
Bronx Veterans Parade Committee, VP Latin American Law Students Association, and more.
Prior public experience.
Former positions. President of Friends of Crotona Park. General Advisor and Assistant Treasurer for Not in My Neighborhood You Don't Anti-Drug and Violence Campaign. Community Board Number 6 Executive Committee Chairperson of Parks and Recreation. Member of Law Enforcement Committee. Con Edison Advisory Council. Crotona Neighborhood Improvement Committee and more.
What is the most important issue in Council District 15 you would address if elected?
Fight for economic and job development.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Maintain and create more affordable housing. Sustain and increase educational opportunities and after-school programs. Support and protect our senior programs. Improve and increase access to health care. Advocate for public safety and community input.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
For 45 years, I've experienced everyday life in our community. I was born, raised, educated, and served our community during my nonprofit days. For the past 12 years, I have served the community as Chief of Staff in our 15th Council District. I have been instrumental in redeveloping our community by advocating for improved parks, daycare centers, schools, after-school programs, senior programs, housing, health and public safety issues, which has only been possible by listening and working with the community. My upbringing, experience, and lifelong dedication to and from the community is what sets me apart and will allow me to bring your voice to City Hall.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
Raquel E. Batista. Party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Attorney, community activist.
Previous occupations.
Vice President, Compliance/Corporate Responsibility, Vantage. Executive Director, Northern Manhattan Coalition for Immigrant Rights. Voting Rights Analyst, Puerto Rican Legal Defense Fund, now Latino Justice. Organizer, Northwest Bronx Community and Clergy Coalition.
Education.
J.D., CUNY Law School, B.A., Manhattan College.
Organizational affiliations.
Board member, currently on leave of absence, Planned Parenthood of New York City. Co-founder, Latina Political Action Committee. Former board member, New York Immigration Coalition.
Prior public experience.
Community board.
What is the most important issue in Council District 15 you would address if elected?
Gun violence and unemployment are at the top of the agenda. I will work to address these issues by having the more targeted policing, developing conflict resolution / mediation / after school / employment programs for young people and their families.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Buildings are making people sick because of mold, mildew, rats, mice, and roaches. I will work to put more money into a proactive code enforcement program, target landlords who are known to abuse the law and overcharge on rents, propose a city loan program for landlords who want to reduce asthma triggers with cap on rent increases.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
With over 15 years' experience working on issues ranging from tenant, immigrant, and women's rights, I have developed policy and brought much-needed dollars and resources into the community. My life's path has prepared me to be a zealous advocate for City Council District 15.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
Joel Bauza, party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
2006 to present, senior pastor of Calvary Church, located at 1010 East 174th Street, Bronx, New York, 10460. A thriving congregation of 400 members and growing.
Previous occupations.
Office manager, Bronx Lebanon Hospital, Blake Electric and Refrigeration Corp.
Education.
B.A. Theology from Spanish Eastern School of Theology, Southeastern University, Lakeland, Florida, 1995.
Organizational affiliations.
New York Hispanic Clergy Organization, CEC Board Member, District 12, Community Board Number 3, Committee Member of the following: Land Use, Zoning, Education, NYC Parks, 42nd Precinct Community Council Member, NLUBA Block Association Director.
Prior public experience.
25 years plus, Director of SOS, Save Our Street Initiative, Feed the Homeless, 300 weekly with home-cooked meals, providing social services to all who are in need, clergy liaison to victims of DV families, supply shelter, food housing referrals, supply over 300 turkeys every Thanksgiving to seniors and families in need since 2002 to the present.
What is the most important issue in Council District 15 you would address if elected?
Immigration reform, affordable housing, and eviction prevention.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Crime and safety, education, pro-charter school, after-school and weekend programs, save our senior centers, feed and house the homeless, minimum wage.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I am a 25-year veteran in assisting my community in many capacities. My job as a public servant is 24/7. I am always present, available, approachable, and very honest. I believe that many times we cannot always say yes. We must be strong with our convictions and understand the issues at hand and discuss them with our constituents in order to gain a complete understanding before voting for or against. In my administration, the people with be heard. I am only the messenger. My office will be known as a place where you can seek refuge, find information, find help.
Not participating in the campaign finance program.
Joel Ray Rivera, party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Community Relations Associate, Office of Community Relations, Comptroller John C. Liu, the City of New York.
Previous occupations.
Community Outreach Coordinator, Bronx Overall Economic Development Corporation. Founder and Executive Director, Servicing Our Youth, SOY.
Education.
LaGuardia High School, 1992 to 1994. Talent Unlimited High School, 1994 to 1996. George Washington University, 1996 to 2000.
Organizational affiliations.
Not applicable.
Prior public experience.
Vice Chair, Bronx Democratic County. Community Liaison for City Councilman Adolfo Carrion Jr. Field Operations Supervisor for the U.S. Census Bureau. Field Operations Supervisor for FEMA.
What is the most important issue in Council District 15 you would address if elected?
The most important issue facing the City Council District 15 is affordable and quality housing. There are many proposed rent increases, such as in Bronx Park East. These increases would force many tenants to move or potentially become homeless. In such difficult economic times, the residents of the 15th Council District can't afford rent increases. Also, there are many NYCHA and state-funded housing complexes in the 15th District which are underserved in the areas of maintenance and repairs. These facilities need to be better maintained and receive a high quality of service. The residents need to be treated with respect.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Affordable health care, quality education, youth services, employment and education opportunities.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
My life has been dedicated to being a community activist and organizer. I have been on the front line fighting for paid sick leave, raising the minimum wage, quality education, affordable housing, and health care. The community needs a strong advocate who understands its dynamics and is willing to fight for a better tomorrow, and I believe that I am that advocate. I hope you will join me on this journey. I am a servant leader ready to work for the 15th Council District.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
Cynthia Tompkins. Party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Criminal defense attorney, Legal Aid Society.
Previous occupations.
Police officer, small business owner.
Education.
B.S. in criminal justice, John Jay, J.D., CUNY School of Law.
Organizational affiliations.
Founder, WAVE NYC, Women Against Violence Everywhere. President, NYPD 46 Precinct Community Council. Ex officio board member, BCC Sexual Harassment Committee. Ex officio board member, Bronx LGBTQ Center. Bronx Region SGI USA NYC Peace and Community Relations. CAC Bronx Museum. CAC Bronx Community Solutions.
Prior public experience.
As president of the 46th Precinct Council, I build bridges with the NYPD and the community through outreach and forums. The council participates in local events, collaborates with other organizations, and provides informative monthly meetings.
What is the most important issue in Council District 15 you would address if elected?
Gun violence and safety. As a defense attorney with a law enforcement background, I understand both sides and advocate to balance community safety while protecting the constitutional rights of residents as NYPD uses its tools, such as stop and frisk, to curb gun violence. In addition, I will push for the opening of youth centers, offering empowering programs and opportunities as alternatives to gangs and drugs.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Housing court. Understanding the court system means ensuring both sides are represented. Thus, I will advocate to move from facilitative to directive mediation so tenants are protected. Education. Community school partnerships are a must based on proven curricula that educates students and holds all accountable. Further, anti-bullying classes must be mandated in public schools. Business and environment. Green incentives will generate growth, fortify sustainability, and create jobs. Fair regulations coupled with incentives allow businesses to flourish while meeting environmental standards for reducing emissions and our carbon footprint.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
Quote, Cynthia Tompkins is the only candidate with vision, integrity, and leadership. Cynthia is squarely focused on the needs of the community. She is a pragmatic and solution-oriented professional, award-winning community activist, and has the depth and breadth of experience to deliver exactly what is needed to effectively lead the Bronx and the City Council. End quote.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
Richie Torres, party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Housing director in the New York City Council.
Previous occupations.
Constituent liaison in the New York City Council.
Education.
New York University.
Organizational affiliations.
Liberty Democratic Association.
Prior public experience.
the Attorney General's Office and the Mayor's Office of Economic Development and Rebuilding.
What is the most important issue in Council District 15 you would address if elected?
As a council member, I will fight every day to ensure that every person has a fighting chance to earn a decent life. That means an affordable place to live, a job that pays a decent wage, and a school that has enough resources to meet the needs of its students.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
As a council member, I will fight for greater investment in public infrastructure, our parks, schools, and systems of transit. Greater investment in senior centers that keep our elderly out of isolation, and greater investment in programs that keep our youth off the street.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
As a product of a single mother, working poor household, I know what it's like to struggle. I have a record of delivering results for struggling Bronx families, from getting repairs for hundreds of tenants to getting millions of dollars worth of security for neighborhoods torn by violence. I have made Bronx homes more livable and Bronx streets much safer.
Participating in the campaign finance program.